They say everyone has a book inside them, and often that's where it should stay. I really can't help but be aghast that the author wants you to pay. But we're just a pair of absolute bookends, you don't want to be like us. So if you want to read, pick some quality literature, rather than this dross. Hello, welcome to Two Absolute Bookends, where we read books so bad you should burn them before reading. This is episode 25. Where we're going to start our Sonic fanfiction melody. And insert Sonic memeing with me here, this week is Louis.
Hello.
Faster.
Nice.
No, it wasn't. So, as we mentioned long ago, before we both disappeared off the face of the Earth for a month, as we got to the two-thirds point in The Way the Stars Fall, Rebirth by Lewis Stockton, we're going to take a little break and read some fanfiction, or... in this case, as it turns out, fan fiction singular, because we found one that's going to be long enough to keep us going for a couple of weeks. We are going to be reading Sonic High School. Should I even be, like, giving this guy's name? I don't know if this guy actually wrote it, or if it's just, like, a mirror for it that's scored on fanfiction.net.
I mean, it's probably okay. Like, it's probably the guy, or girl.
I mean, like, if it isn't, I guess it doesn't have who it's from anywhere else, so...
Either way, yeah. It's by Dark Doom Firemaster.
Yeah, and Sonic High School features Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Amy, Rouge, Espio, and more in crazy high school drama, passionate romances, and crazy cliffhanger endings. It is known as the most addictive story online, and it is the ultimate Sonic story about high school. The story contains no graphic descriptions, and all the high school students are 18 years old.
Not, like, above 18 years. They are
exactly 18.
And also, yeah, the ultimate Sonic story about high school, and the only.
Yeah, you know, it's like telling your only child that he's your favourite. It's true, but meaningless.
That sounds like it's from personal experience.
Maybe.
What, they didn't even tell you that you were their favourite?
Yeah.
You're not our favourite.
Despite it not being possible, you are not our favourite child.
You do have cats.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I can't compete with a cat. I mean...
When was the last time you had a box in your head?
I don't remember. I think it's been a while. Not as often as the cats. Definitely not as often as the cats. So, yes...
Is Sonic a... What animal is Sonic? He's a hedgehog. Next.
Yeah.
Move on.
Are you for real? Is this an actual thing? I can't tell with you, Louis. You know so little about so much.
That's true.
I mean, that came out meaner than I intended, but it's also true. So yeah, I mean, I was going to ask how much do you know about Sonic, Louis, but... Now I don't know if that answer's going to be anything at all.
Well, I didn't know he went to high school.
I don't know if that's canon, to be honest.
Did he ever have, like... He must have done, in the Sonic craze, like a cartoon... Yeah, I think he did, actually, because I remember watching it.
Oh, yeah, he's had multiple cartoons, multiple... I mean, there was the original Sonic, that was kind of before my time... There was that Sonic that had him in, like, this alternate world with Dr. Robotnik, like, making animals into robots. And I remember there was a bunny with a robot arm and a princess. And that was... it was weird. And then there was another one when him and his two non-canonical, like, brother and sister? Cousins, I forget? Were, like, went around playing musical instruments to save the day. And then there was a Sonic anime a few years after that.
So there is precedence for, like, Sonic... fan fiction, but it's not canon.
I don't know enough about Sonic to know if any of it is canon or not, to be honest. Maybe one of them is. I know the one going around playing music definitely isn't. I don't know about any of the rest. I don't even know if Sonic has a canon that anyone cares about. All I know is that Sonic attracts an apparently like a record number of autists, like in the literal sense. People with autism are, like, statistically more likely to be crazy Sonic fans.
That's
maths. I mean, to be honest, I did hear that from the internet, though, so that might be literally just, you know, shitposting bullshit. But I read it on the internet.
So it must be true.
Exactly.
And now to spread that word more.
Exactly, but I don't know, man. Just Google your name, the Hedgehog. Google Louis the Hedgehog and just see what comes up.
Okay. What the fuck's happening? Louis the Hedgehog, not your typical Sonic fan. I tried to warn you. Why I take Sonic so seriously?
Yeah. You know, just...
Yeah, there are some quite disturbing pictures here.
Yeah.
Also a lot of posts about that guy from that thing. What's his name? One Direction?
Oh... I also don't know his name.
Is he from One Direction?
I don't know. I don't know enough about One Direction.
I don't know. Either way, there's a lot of posts about that. What happens when you do Peter the Hedgehog?
Wow, there's some good ones in images.
Peter the Hedgehog, know your name. Meme.
It's a meme?
Apparently.
Sonic original characters. Alignment. Chaotic neutral. But yeah, this is the Sonic fandom, or at least the vocal part of it. Lots of weird people self-inserting themselves into the Sonic universe. And I mean, I know as someone making this podcast, you know, shouldn't cast stones in glass houses about weird people, but, you know, I'm not saying it's a different type of weird to me. But yeah. So, basically you know Sonic exists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the size of it. Never played any of his famous games about going fast?
I don't think I actually did. I think I was more like Mario, Donkey Kong, that kind of thing.
You're on the Nintendo side of the Sonic Sega Wars.
I think I just mainly had Game Boys and N64s and stuff. I mean, Sonic was... I don't know. Basically, I don't think I have actually played Sonic.
Yeah, like, I played them a little long after they were relevant. Like, I remember, like, there being this file people shared around at school that had, like, Sonic embedded into an Excel file. So you could play Sonic at school. Back in those days.
Amazing.
But, yeah. But never seriously. Just like the first couple of levels, then I got bored. So yeah, we are not the target demo. We are not the kind of people that would normally read Sonic fanfiction. We know very little about Sonic. So this might be a journey for both of us. You know, like kind of, like with the Eye of Argon, you know, I knew what we were getting into with The Way the Stars Fall. You know, I'd already read it, so I was kind of like being our navigator for the day, but... This week, me and Louis are spelunking blind, so to speak. But, yeah, basically we picked this one because we were looking, and the problem with fan fictions is they're either stupid long, and don't get me wrong, Sonic High School's quite long, but, you know, like, Harry Potter and the Communists or something.
Yeah, it's like 100 and something chapters long.
That was a little too long.
Which is unfortunate because it was very funny.
But I
think it was intentionally written to be funny, which is why it was so funny. Like, it was actually good funny.
Yeah, it was actually well written as something funny. Still, but I would recommend, from the little of it that I read, it was legit funny. But yeah, and a lot of the others are, like, of the famous fanfictions, like, a page. So, I don't know, I was thinking of doing a collection, but I don't know. Then we found Sonic High School, I read a little of it, and I was like, yeah. This'll do us fine. So, we're not sure exactly how many weeks this is going to take us. It kind of depends on how much of it requires comment and how much of it speaks for itself, because we're going to go about this kind of like the Eye of Argon, just reading through it and stopping when something ridiculous happens. Because, you know, I think this is going to be another one where if we just did a summary, it'd just be like, well, that shit was ridiculous, wasn't it?
The Harry Potter fanfiction, by the way, is called Harry Potter Becomes a Communist.
That's the one.
It's 177 chapters long, whereas this is only 25. However, it is only double the word count.
That is interesting. I wonder how long some of these later Sonic chapters get.
Yeah.
Because the first one isn't that long. Oh well, we've committed to it now. We've recorded like a 10-minute intro, so we have to do it now.
Yep.
And on that note, after that incredibly rambly intro that I'm probably going to cut a lot of, like me just talking shit about Sonic the Hedgehog and you Googling Louis the Hedgehog, I suppose we better get started with Chapter 1, which is gonna be me, Sonic High School. So, gird yourself for going fast, Lupo. Sonic High School, Chapter 1. Sonic woke up and looked at the clock. 7, it said, and Sonic screamed. I am late for school. I have to get to school now, said Sonic, jumping out of bed. Sonic put his clothes on really fast and ran out of his room because he is fast. No time for breakfast, said Sonic as he ran past Sonic's mum. You will regret this, said Sonic's mum, leering at him from the kitchen stove, wearing aprons and oven mitts on her hands. Sonic did not care. He was late. Sonic ran outside and ran to the bus stop where people were getting on the bus.
So, like, Sonic, he doesn't wear clothes, right? Like, in...
He wears shoes. He wears sneakers.
And gloves.
Oh, yeah.
So, is the mother wearing oven mitts on her gloves? Like, are the gloves... Is it that weird cartoon thing where they're not gloves, they're just, like, their hands?
I think Sonic theoretically could remove his gloves and shoes, but I don't know if his, like, bare appendages have ever been seen. But I think they are, like, true and honest, like, clothes. So... I don't think she's, like, stuck in this horrible state forever. But she might be.
Sonic's mum.
Sonic's gotta have a mum.
That's true.
You know?
You will regret this. Like, what a thing for a mum to say.
Didn't you ever get that when you skipped breakfast? You know, if you don't eat your meal and your mum locks you in the cupboard until you learn your lesson, you know? That's something that's happened to all of us, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We need to talk.
Oh, no. Tails, Knuckles, wait for me, said Sonic as he ran towards the bus. Do you know who Tails and Knuckles are?
Yeah, I know they're like his friends.
Do you know... But can you picture them in your mind? Do you know what
Tails
he is?
Tails is Knuckles.
He's an echidna.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, for God's sake.
You gotta be kidding me.
Moving on. And Tails is a two-tailed fox who can fly with them.
Yeah, because they like spin round, don't they? Like,
yeah, helicopters.
Yeah, I know.
Basically,
I can picture them.
He's an abomination to nature. But that's okay. Hey, Knuckles, it's Sonic, said Tails to Knuckles at the bus stop. He is late, said Knuckles to Tails before getting on the bus. Sonic ran so fast to the bus and he got on the bus after Tails.
So is Knuckles, is his thing that he's like tough?
Yeah, he's like the tough, muscly one, and he was like Sonic's rival in the first game that he appeared in, I believe. But they're like friends now.
And is Tails a girl?
No.
Right.
He's a dude.
Triggered.
His name's Miles, I think.
Are you assuming his gender?
I guess. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just in time, said Sonic, huffing and puffing like he was doing the Cupid Shuffle for the first time.
What?
I have no idea.
Like, I'm gonna look that up.
Sonic sat down next to Tails, and Knuckles sat behind them, taking up both seats. Oh, what a rebel. Oh my god, and the next one. I'm so bad, said Knuckles, laughing because he sat where two people could sit. Knuckles did this every day, and no one bothered him. But they all knew it was against the rules of both man and God. The bus started and drove at the school, parked, and they got out. Man and God.
The Cupid Shuffle is apparently a dance move in a song called, like, by someone called Cupid in 2007.
Does that date this original, when it got this got originally uploaded?
Like, it's not a Sonic thing, is what I'm looking for.
That's interesting. But yeah, Cupid Shuffle. Man, what is Knuckles' problem, though?
Mm-hmm.
Man and God. We're at school now, said Tails. It's time to go to class. Sonic was also at school, so he went to his first class of the day. English class. Sonic did not like English very much, but he did not like any class very much that was not about running and going fast, which was what Sonic does best. Sonic got to his class and sat down in his seat. It's a journal day, said Sonic's English teacher, Miss Lesson. Miss Lesson was tall and white, triggered, and had grey hair, and she was not pretty, double triggered. I don't know where to stop being offended at all of that. Take out your journals and put them in a pile, and I will read one of your entries to the class. Sonic took out his blue journal and ran to the front quickly and put his journal on her desk and ran back to his desk, all with his head down and not talking or looking at anyone. Sonic was so fast that he did it first. Everyone else did it afterwards and slower.
What is the other, like, in the Sonic cartoons? Is it just him, Tails, and Knuckles? Is there, like, other... Are there other people? There's a girl one, isn't there? There's, like...
Amy, I think?
Yeah.
And there's the overly sexualized Bat Rouge.
By you, or...?
In general. You know, I don't think it's just me.
Bat Rouge.
You Google Rouge the Bat, and you tell me that, you know, they don't know just what they're doing.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Stupid sexy bat.
Exactly. Can't unsee sexy bat. But it varies depending on the series, but there are other people. Like, in one there was a whole load of woodland critters. In the anime, he went to the real world, and he was, like, friends with a teenage boy. There's all sorts.
Right. I'm just trying to get a gauge for, obviously, not expecting this to be canon, but I'm just trying to get a gauge for, like, what the other school children are. Like, Sonic is the only one that can go fast, right? Like,
that's... Yeah, he is the fastest.
Nice. Why, just, like, completely off topic, hedgehogs aren't particularly known for going fast.
No, quite the opposite, if anything.
Yeah, just weird.
I guess maybe that was intentional, way back when they made it. They were like, you know, hedgehogs are slow, this one's fast.
To be fair, though, Sonic's, like, gotta-go-fast thing might have become a meme over what it originally was, which was him rolling, which is what hedgehogs do. Like, he went fast. Well, he rolls, right?
He goes fast while running as well in the games.
Yeah, but, like, the main bit where, like, you speed up is because you're rolling, right?
Nah.
Like, when you do those mad, like...
ping pong things.
Yeah, you're rolling. And I think that's what they were going for. Like, hedgehogs do that thing where they roll.
He also runs incredibly fast, just like on his sneakered feeters, though. You know, I gotta put that out there. That is how you spend most of the game, running like that.
Yeah.
And he goes fast while doing that. He's got to. But yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing these are all going to be animal pals, because... Tails and Knuckles are there, but maybe there's just, like, a load of regular humans. I don't think we can know yet. We can't know from this fan fiction, but until I know otherwise, I'm gonna assume animals.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But Mrs. Lesson is tall and white, and sounds like a person.
She does. Maybe she is, like, an albino ferret, though.
That's true.
Or just
like
an old ferret. Not that
ferrets
I'm ferret shaming. I think, yeah. I met a ferret once. It was cute. I have no ill will against ferrets, but Sonic is a racist.
You met a ferret once? Is that what you just said?
I did. It was...
You met one.
It was in my back garden, because it escaped from my neighbours. Yeah. He was friendly. I picked him up, and he was like, oh, what's going on here? And I took him back to the neighbours. I was like, you should be more careful. Your ferret escaped into my garden. What a life. 10 out of 10, would ferret again. I think I should probably get back to the fan fiction. Mrs. Lesson grabbed a journal from the pile. Sonic knew it was his because it looked just like Sonic's journal. Sonic knew this because he'd written in it so many times. It was crazy. Miss Lesson opened it to a totally random page, and it was the worst page she could pick. She began to read, "Dear Journal, I called the doctor today about a problem. I have a problem with my balls. They are itchy, and it is difficult to sit still with them because they are so itchy. I have to back up against stucco surfaces and rub up and down on them to relieve the itchiness. No creams have worked. Creams only make my ball sweat smell like the breath of a thoroughbred. And I think Amy, my girlfriend, noticed. I hope the doctor calls. Love, Sonic."
Yeah?
Yeah? I'm sure we all have those journal entries.
I just thought it was quite weird, like, small point, but, like, Sonic... I'm definitely not focusing on the correct part of this paragraph, but Sonic put his book down first, and she picks his out up from the pile. Why does she take the one that's at the bottom of the pile?
That is a very good point, actually. You know, that's like even like you know even if they were like just like thrown higgledy piggledy, his would still be at the deepest point of the pile.
Yeah, God, get it right. Dark Doom Firemaster.
Maybe Mrs. Lesson did this intentionally and she's picking on Sonic.
Maybe
that's going to be our spicy plot of teacher bullying.
Also weird that girlfriend is one word and like friend is capitalized.
Yeah. It's odd. Yeah, I know. But there's nothing else wrong with that paragraph.
No, yeah.
Nope. "Oh no, stop reading," said Sonic. But he reacted too late because it was already read. All of it. I mean, it was. He's not wrong. Everyone in the class laughed and Sonic felt like an idiot asshole because now everyone knows about all his ball problems. Sonic felt his rage build up inside him like a pool of lava in a volcano. "Stop laughing at me. Don't tell anyone," shouted Sonic, but everyone was laughing so loud that they did not hear him, and Sonic was just so embarrassed and mad and sad and more embarrassed, so he ran out of the class fast. Gotta go fast. Sonic ran to his locker and opened it and screamed into it. He screamed, "This sucks!" and curse words too. Yeah, that's good. Gotta keep it PG after the ball talk.
Yeah, curse words, it's capitalized as well, weirdly enough.
Yeah, I mean, they're important.
Yeah.
They're named.
Also, lava in a volcano, as opposed to where?
Well, yeah. I always forget the difference between lava and magma. Like, doesn't it change when one of them leaves the Earth? I don't know enough about geology.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think one of them is when it comes out, and one of it is when it's in the, like, still in the Earth.
Yeah. I'm going to move on before my ignorance becomes even more obvious, even though I've lampshaded it just now.
You know how a lot of like people or authors write about what they know?
Hmm?
Do you think this is like, from personal experience, just like ported to a Sonic world?
It's quite possible that this is this guy's way of like getting out a lot of high school issues he had through the lens of Sonic's ball troubles. But I mean, you know, it's not all bad. He has his friend Tails. "What is the problem?" said Tails. "Are you mad?" said Tails. Sonic was mad, so he nodded. "You should tell everyone that it is okay to have problems with your balls, and that they probably have problems that they do not want everyone to know, too. So stop laughing at me." Sonic thought Tails was right because Tails was smart. Knuckles was there, too. So he said, "Sonic, what's this I heard about your having problems with your penis and balls?" Sonic was so mad again, so he punched Knuckles and ran away quick. I'm already losing track of what's going on. But, Knuckles is embellishing things, though. There was no penis trouble.
Yeah.
Just the balls.
What does he
know? Maybe that's why he was so mad. Or maybe Knuckles has been spying on Sonic, knows there are further problems. You would have thought everyone would know, given how, like, naked all of these animals are.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm guessing... You know, at the start it said he got dressed, so I'm guessing in this version they're dressed people.
I'm pretty sure Sonic has never been depicted like wearing shorts, though.
Not until this.
Not until this.
I don't think Sonic has ever been seen to have like penis and ball problems until this. So
I mean, I suppose I can't argue with that.
I mean, I think I said I don't know much about Sonic, but
yeah, like I say, we're way out of our comfort zone here, both of us. Where Sonic ran to was his next class. It was now second period, so it was okay. And that class was history class. Sonic did not care about history class. "Hey, Amy," said Sonic, "check me out." And Sonic did a dance move.
Is Amy the, like, a character?
Yeah. Yeah, she is the pink girl.
Oh, okay.
I think she's a hedgehog as well. I don't know, though. She might be some other nondescript pink mammal.
Did a dance move.
Do you think it was the Cupid Shuffle?
I hope so.
I don't know any other dance moves.
When in doubt, Cupid Shuffle.
Always. "Wow, cool. Let's kiss," said Amy. And Sonic and Amy kissed right there in the class. And some of the other people in the class watched. But the teacher wasn't there yet, so they didn't get in trouble. And who is going to tell Sonic he can't kiss his girlfriend in class? Amy kissed Sonic so hard that he was thinking, "Let's have sex." But he didn't say it, because the teacher would show up by the time they started to have sex in history class. Sonic kissed back really hard, and it was sexy to everyone.
It was okay.
Woo, lad. This is getting steamy in history class.
I thought there were no graphic descriptions in this.
This isn't a graphic description, though.
Too graphic for me.
Yeah.
Kissing hard.
I think that's your problem, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, like, mentioned, like, the concept of sex, and it has someone kissing his girlfriend.
Hard, though.
I guess. It was sexy to everyone.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty lewd. Like, everyone in the world suddenly were like, "Oh, sexy." The teacher arrived and they did class, but Sonic just looked at Amy the whole time, who was sitting next to Rouge. That fucking bat.
Is Rouge like an evil character?
I don't know, actually.
She looks evil.
She does. She looks like succubusy, as much as a bat can.
That's a quote.
Yes. Amy and Rouge talked and they looked at Sonic sometimes and laughed. And Sonic thought Amy was telling her about how awesome Sonic kissed her, but it was not. Rouge was telling Amy about Sonic's gay ball problems. And Amy was Sonic's girlfriend. Huh, again, one word and capitalized.
Mm.
I feel like that's a thing that I've just never seen before. A weird thing that I don't approve of. I mean, who's ever heard of a girlfriend? Gay. But she thought it was just the funniest thing ever. Class ended and Sonic went to Amy quick and did not stop on the way. "Hey, Amy, why do you go telling Rouge about how hard we kiss?" Smiley face, said Sonic with a smile on his face that meant he did not care that Amy did this and really wanted her to because it made him look cooler.
What?
Wrong type of two.
I don't understand what happened in this sentence. Like, he went up to Amy and said, "Hey, why are you telling her about the kissing?" But she didn't.
Because Sonic didn't actually hear that. He thought she was talking to him about the hot, hard kissing, but they were actually talking about the gay ball problems.
I think this is a first. I've never seen a emoji in quotes, like someone said an emoji.
Yeah, I don't know how to react to that, other than just...
I guess I should say it's not actually an emoji, technically, right?
I don't know, I guess you know more about emojis than me.
Yeah, I think an emoji is actually a specific character set. Anyway.
I'm also not qualified to comment. Ah, you see? Here's where it all comes together. Actually, Rouge was telling me about the problems with your balls and penis and butthole. It keeps growing! And everyone found out about...
What, his butthole?
Yeah. It wasn't his butthole before. That everyone found out about in your English class. Wow, was Sonic surprised. He did not know what to say. End chapter one.
Nice bit of Chinese whispers.
Yeah, man. The story grows in the telling. I mean, I'm not sure where it can grow from here, but it's growing.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
I think I remembered from, like, the tiny bit I read before, which was just, like, a random chapter, that it was going to get weird, but this escalated to fucked up quicker than I was expecting.
I guess should we just move on to chapter two?
Yeah, I don't think there's any comment we can helpfully make there.
yeah, I guess something nice about just jumping into an already established world is that you don't need to do a lot of setting up of characters. Like,
yeah,
there's no introductions here. It's just, boom, Sonic has ball problems.
Exactly. I mean, it's a little problematic for us that only vaguely know who the characters are, meaning we have to Google, like, every couple of minutes. But, you know, we're getting there.
I was going to say no
Eggman
yet.
You can picture the sexy bat now.
But I've just skimmed over the next chapter and there's an Eggman.
Ah, stop cheating. Spoilers.
So, chapter 2 is called The Prom. Chapter 1, by the way, was called Sonic's Journal. The rest of the day for Sonic was awful. So bad it was that Sonic went home and went right to the bathroom and took a big poop. It was a mad poop because it went out because it went out fast.
Of course it did. Why wouldn't it?
It shooted out of his butthole so fast that it was like a gun shooting. His poop stunk so much that even the neighbours could smell it, and they all had a meeting at night about what to do about it, and they decided that they would just put fans on outside, and if it really started to smell again, they would do something else.
Why? Why that aside?
Also, great solution there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're hoping it'll be enough, and it sounds like it is.
That poop, though, mad.
Yeah, like a gun.
So Sonic pooped and went up to his room and shouted into his pillow, "I hate everything." Sonic shouted loud and he heard a knock at his door. "What is wrong, Sonic?" said Sonic's mum. "Nothing," said Sonic. Said Sonic. What? So just to confirm, that's "nothing," said Sonic. Said Sonic. Like,
yep.
In the quotes, is "nothing," said Sonic, with a comma inside the... Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Brilliant. "Okay, just keep it down, because I'm trying to watch the TV," said Sonic's mum to Sonic, and left without saying anything else.
Good parenting.
Yep. Sonic was in his room, still, so he looked out to the window and saw Tails flying there with his flying tails. "Sonic, are you okay?" asked Tails. "I was worried about you, Sonic." Sonic was less mad because Tails was always nice and smart and didn't care that Sonic left his pawns around his room so he could think about kissing and doing sex on Amy when he wasn't with Amy. "Please be happy," said Tails. "Are you there?" Is Tails
Sonic
blind?
And Tails have a weird relationship.
Just all this talking and then like, "Are you there?"
Yeah, I'd lead with that. What if Sonic wasn't there?
Like, is he just talking to a closed window?
I guess so. Yeah. How did Sonic hear any of that? His tail was, like, screaming.
Sonic left his pawns.
Do you have a friend that you leave your pawns with?
No friends are good enough to leave pawns around.
Yeah.
Sonic went to the window and opened the window. Sonic grabbed Tails and put him on the bed because Sonic is strong too.
Homoeroticism.
There's definitely some like projection going on here from the author.
Yeah.
I'm strong. Don't sue me, please. "This day was the worst," said Sonic. "Everyone thinks I'm a gay loser all because I gave them my journal." Sonic cried a little and Tails put his hand under his face to catch his tears. Tears can stain a cup.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I mean, I've cried on a lot of carpets, and I think they've all been fine.
Really? I feel
no.
Like we should talk about this.
Don't read my journal.
Also, just, like, this whole journal thing is, like, what even... That was in history class, right? Or was that English?
That was English. It was history where he was kissing.
Is this normal, to, like, have a journal? I think... In English class?
Like, wasn't in mine. I think this is like meant to be American, though.
Okay.
I don't know if our points of reference are the same, yeah.
When we were learning stuff, they were doing...
They were writing about ball problems in their journals.
Yeah, when we were learning interesting and relevant stuff like Shakespeare, they were doing that.
Is that supposed to be a gotcha against Shakespeare, or you do it being legit? I can't even tell with you about anything.
Is it... Would it trigger you if I said it was a gotcha about Shakespeare?
I mean, I'm expecting it to be a gotcha. So, you know, I think the preparation means I wouldn't be too triggered, but it just confirms a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wondered what the whole point of that exercise was. Like, why did he write... Like, if the whole idea is that you write in your journal and then it's read aloud in class, why did he even write something like that in that journal?
Because every part of Sonic's fast except for his brain.
Ooh, wrecked.
Sick Sonic burn!
Tails hugged Sonic and said, I'm always here for you. The promise tonight also. I don't like this going.
Gay! Also, for you, with a U.
Yeah, weirdly. Wow, I forgot, said Sonic. Sonic ran to his closet fast and pulled out his prom uniform, in brackets, it's a tuxedo, and put it on faster.
Faster than what?
I don't know. So this sort of confirms that they are actually wearing clothes.
It doesn't say that he took off any clothes before putting on the prom uniform.
Maybe
though.
He took off his clothes to poop.
Maybe, you know, I know it's the only way I can relax, poop truly relaxed, completely naked.
Even at work.
Yeah.
At the urinal, still.
Oh yeah, where do you poop?
While a Japanese man is brushing his teeth. This is normal.
Yeah.
Someone walks in like, Japanese man like, hello? And you're like, hello?
The thing is, the guys were really committed to brushing their teeth. They took dental hygiene very seriously. So I like the idea that I like walk in just after they've started and they have to stand there just brushing their teeth as I like slowly disrobe. Like completely.
Don't look at me. Or
no,
look
I don't
at
even.
Me.
Exactly, because he'd just be looking into the mirror, but he could see, but you can see the urinals from the mirror quite easily. So I'd just be standing there. I'd slowly like engage my ass into the urinal.
Meanwhile, maintaining eye contact through the mirror.
Yeah.
As he starts flossing,
and that's when the smell hits him. But the funny thing is that I would then walk into the cubicle to get the paper, then walk back out to the urinal to wipe. Coda to this probably made up story. There was a guy that shat in a urinal at my secondary school.
Nice.
Yeah, he was a fun guy.
We had that. It was one of those like trough urinals, you know, like
these were just normal urinals, so he had to want it.
I mean, I'm not sure why I'm justifying my one with some sort of, like, but I don't know.
I mean, I know, to me, it seems less effort to shit into a trough urinal.
Yeah, because it's just there on the floor, basically. Whereas the urinal is like a thing that you shit into.
Yeah, that is like, because to do that safely, yeah, I mean, you laugh, but you do have to properly engage the arsehole to not get shit on the floor.
All right, do you?
Didn't know that I was that I was such a urinal shitting elitist.
Yeah, do it right or not at all.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and you put it on faster. Is our limo here yet, Tails? Said Sonic while looking at Tails. Yes, said Tails right back. Convenient.
Hmm.
Let's go.
Good thing Tails was there.
Yeah.
Is Tails in his tuxedo too? Or is Tails going naked?
Who knows? Let's go. And Sonic went outside with Tails, who was also in prom clothing. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And they went outside and got in the limo.
They did.
The limo is broken, said the limo driver, who looked like a person but darker coloured.
What?
The limo is broken.
Like a person, but darker coloured.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any comment that I can make on that, but just...
Does it mean dark, like, I don't even know. Darker coloured than what?
I don't know.
Them?
Does that mean they're dark blue? Are they like that I-465 video?
They are in my head. To make it less racist, they are in my head. Sonic and Tails got out of the limo and asked the limo driver if they could fix it. Nope, the limo is broken eternally, said the limo driver.
This time driver capitalised.
And limo not. Has limo ever been capitalised?
I don't think so.
Okay, just driver not capitalised.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Just that.
So Sonic grabbed Tails' hand and said, "Let's go," and ran all the way to the prom, which was on an island called Ghost Island. Why did they not run in the first place? He's fucking Sonic. Why is he taking a limo?
Doesn't want to get his prom suit sweaty.
Also, couldn't Tails fly?
Ditto.
Like he did
doesn't
to
want to get
house.
His tail sweaty.
Like, I don't know. Just, this doesn't make sense.
Just, don't worry, let's move on to Ghost Island.
That's a good tweet. This place is scary, said Tails. Ghost Island was really scary. It was shaped like a skull, and everything looked like it was dead.
That's scary.
Sonic looked at Tails. Yeah, it is, said Sonic. Is Ghost Island a thing in Sonic Universe?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't think it is, because the first thing it comes up is an amoeba.
Yeah.
I'm glad we looked that up.
I don't think that's a real Sonic thing.
Why would they put the prom on this island, said Tails. I don't see anyone else from the school here. Sonic and Tails were both worried about it all. Sonic and Tails walked forward, and there was a haunted house. Sonic and Tails went into the haunted house, and it was spooky. Sonic saw a ghost, and Tails saw a mummy. There was a man laughing. Is that part of the scariness description? Just a man in the corner laughing. That would be quite scary.
I'm just imagining, like, random salary man in the corner laughing.
Why do you always go to a salary man?
I think because we were talking about the Japanese men I used to work next to.
Ha ha ha, Sonic and Tails, now you are both here and fallen right into my trap, said the man laughing. The man looked like a fat, immature gay. It was Eggman.
Oh no.
I know who Eggman is.
Yeah. Did you like him better when he was Robotnik?
No comment.
That's the spirit. Don't touch the controversy.
Eggman, why are you here? Asked Sonic and shouted at Eggman. Are you here for the Chaos Emeralds? Sonic shook his fist at Eggman and Tails ran at him, but what an idiot he was. Because a cage fell down from the top of the sky and trapped Tails. What?
I don't know.
From the sky.
Just
aren't they inside a haunted house?
I don't know. It sounds like they are.
Also,
yeah, they went into the haunted house.
You're doomed now, said Eggman. Welcome to a graveyard of you. That's great.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Also, Eggman is two words there. Like, he's an Eggman.
No, that'd be if it had a comma.
Yeah.
Eggman.
I like that. Welcome to a graveyard of you.
That belongs on a t-shirt.
Sonic was shocked, but did not run forward because he did not want to get caught too. But what if Eggman did not have another cage? Sonic did not know, so he went to the side into a different room. This room was smaller and had carpets and wallpaper. It was still scary, though. How's that relevant?
I don't know.
Was that his plan, going to another room? And Eggman would be like, oh.
Yeah, I guess I'm going home. Let's Tails go.
Sonic said, I need to find a way out and save Tails. And he walked into a door that was on the next wall. Stupid door. Next thing, said Sonic. What? And he came out of the room into the same room he was in. This is a haunted house, so you always come back to the same place, said Sonic, thinking a famous saying he saw once on the wall of a Walgreens where it was written. What?
I'm so confused.
I'm going to read that again, that whole paragraph, because I'm getting confused. Sonic said, I need to find a way out and save Tails. And he walked into a door that was on the next wall. Next thing, said Sonic. Like, that's what he said, next thing.
Yeah.
And he came out of the room into the same room he was in. This is a haunted house, so you always come back to the same place, said Sonic, thinking of a famous saying he saw once on the wall of a Walgreens where it was written. I think we'll just leave that as it is.
Yeah.
Reading it a second time didn't make it any more Understandable.
I don't know why Sonic says next thing, but other than that, I think I understand what's going on.
Yeah. Eggman laughed and pointed at Sonic. I kissed Amy, and now you can never date her again, because I'm going to do sex to her tonight. No, this cannot be real, said Sonic. Sonic knew that he had to do something, but what?
Wait, how did Eggman point at him? I thought he was in a different room.
No, he just entered the same room that he came from. Maybe you didn't understand the last paragraph.
I don't think I did. I thought it was like
he so ended he went up into back another in room.
The same little room.
He like no, went through his like, No. He went into another room and then opened a door and then entered back into the room he'd just come
with
from.
Eggman, right. I see. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, so that was chapter 2, the prom.
Eggman ruined it. He's going to do a sex on Amy. Now
and he
Sonic
already
can never
kissed
date her.
Her
again. Yeah. Despite looking like a fat gay.
But he doesn't have ball problems.
That's true. Like, the word on the street says Sonic has ball penis and ass problems.
Yeah, who imagine what it's spread to now.
Yeah. He just keeps growing. He's like just got this eczema like slowly creeping up him. So flaky. So itchy. Oh, God. So high on 3.
Chapter 3.
The two most important people. Sonic ran the fastest right to Dr. Eggman right through his traps and jumped at the floating platform that Eggman was standing on. Yeah, that was easier than I expected.
Is he a doctor?
Yeah, Dr. Eggman.
Right,
okay. That is correct. I'm coming for you, said Sonic, and he jumped up right to the platform and got so close but fell because it was just too high to reach even for Sonic. Sonic said damn and ran up the staircase that was in the middle of the big room that were under Eggman. Sonic ran to the top and at the top he jumped again from a higher spot and this time reached the platform because it was easier to get to. Now you are mine, shouted Sonic. Right to Eggman in his ear. Yeah, I mean, I can't comment on that. He couldn't jump, then he climbed higher and he could. Now yeah. He is his.
I'm a bit confused
Eggman.
About the sort of layout of the room. There's a staircase in the middle of it, seemingly just going to where Eggman is.
Yeah, on a floating platform or something. Yeah, it literally says a floating platform. Where's that from? And what are the other traps that he went through? Is it just like a spiral staircase going up to just under the floating platform?
Also, Tails really fucked it. Like, what? He just ran towards him and got caged.
Yeah.
Whereas
from the sky.
Sonic, yeah. Sonic went through all these traps and shit and didn't get caged once.
Yeah. Tails is shit.
If he's on a floating platform, why did Tails not fly up to it, and why did he run at him?
I don't know. Maybe he was going to get next to it and then fly straight up, because he likes to move in right angles.
Does he?
No.
Exactly.
I don't know. Bad writing.
Yeah.
I am not going to fall this easily, said Eggman, who then grabbed a crystal remote control out of his pocket and pressed a button on it that made a dome of lasers around Eggman. Get out of here, yelled Eggman. I am Eggman, and I will have my way with the treasures of this island. Does that include Amy? Eggman flew up higher on his platform, and Sonic had already fell from the lasers that were on the floating platform, so Sonic didn't get to go too. Oh no. Eggman disappeared into a purple and black portal at the top of the ceiling. Wrong type of ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, sealing up a package rather than the ceiling of a room.
Or and sealing up a song.
What does that mean?
Seal.
I get it. Well, that's hitting someone with a seal.
Yeah.
And Sonic was left at the bottom of the room on the middle of the stairs. Amy still has to be here somewhere, and I need to get Tails out of that locked cage. said Sonic, thinking about what he should do next. Sonic ran up the stairs really fast and down the hallway at the top of the stairs on the second floor. Sonic picked a door and ran into the door. I'm assuming after opening it. The room Sonic ran into had a big picture of an old man on it, and he looked just so old that it was like seeing a skeleton right there. Sonic said, "This man probably died ages ago and left all his money from being in real estate to his sons who built this place." Sonic thought this was not the right room to be in, so he left it and went into the next room. What the fuck? I just want to point out, in case my pronunciation didn't make it clear enough, instead of real estate, it says realer state.
Mm-hmm. Like, both capitalised as well.
Yeah. What was the point of that? Like, at all. This was the right room to be in, Sonic knew immediately. There was a big red bed, and Amy was tied with rope around her feet and hands, and there was another rope around her head with a lock in her mouth so she couldn't open it or say anything at all. Sonic ran right to the bed without doing anything before doing that and untied Amy with his sonic speed. Capitalized. "I am so glad you are here," said Amy. "The prom is not turning out like I hoped it would when I bought this dress." Amy was wearing a pretty red dress that was like what she normally wears, but longer, and there were two flowers on the shoulders. Amy's dress also made her boobs look bigger, Sonic noticed. Sonic thought for just a moment that this was the perfect moment to get her to give sex to him, but he did not do it because Tails still needed help.
Nice.
Bros before hoes. Give sex to him. Oh dear. "Where is the key to open Tails' cage?" said Sonic to Amy. "We need to open Tails' cage. He can't get out the cage."
Stop saying cage.
"But he can't get out the cage. I saw Eggman putting a key in a safe behind the picture in the room you were just in," said Amy. "So let's go get it." Amy and Sonic ran to the next room and Sonic got there first. He is the faster one in a relationship. Sonic punched his big strong hand right through the painting like a bodybuilder and found the safe behind the painting.
Is that what bodybuilders do?
Just punch into safes. It's the only reason people become bodybuilders, Louis.
When they do those, like, what's it called, like...
World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, competitions. One of the rounds is punching a painting. Oh.
That's like the first level elimination to get in, because if you can't punch into a safe, you're not a bodybuilder. Oh, dear. "This safe needs a password," said Sonic. What could it be? Sonic thought long and hard about everything he knew about Eggman. Sonic knew Eggman was a gay asshole who always ruined Sonic's plans to be the hero, and now he ruined Sonic's prom. Sonic tapped on his brain and thought harder. Ah, them brain taps, Louis. They really get you thinking. "Maybe the password is his name," said Amy. And it was not, and Sonic knew it before Sonic put it into the safe lock. I love her for her body, thought Sonic. Sonic thought harder and had an idea.
Well, rude.
You know, he's just being open about why they're in this. What if the password is Sayok Sedlarme? Finally shouted Sonic at Amy next to him. Do you know what that means, Louis?
Yeah, backwards it's Emerald Chaos.
Yeah.
Or Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah, it's like that confusing type of backwards where the individual words are backwards but they're still written in order.
Yeah, that got me.
I don't like that. No. But I guess if you're making a password, that's good.
You should probably use
mixed case and some special characters and definitely one number.
What triggers me is whenever it's like... sorry, I've just got to interrupt because it triggers me so hard. Is when...
This is the most enthusiastic I've ever heard you be about anything.
Whenever anyone does like a sort of backwards sentence where it's like, you know, when a good example would be, there's a bit in The Simpsons where he's like, he wants to say the opposite of goodbye, so he goes bad bye. That's not the opposite. Like, wouldn't it be bad hello? Like, why? Whenever people make a sentence opposite in like a comedic way. They always make like one word in the sentence opposite. Like, I can't think of any good examples other than that, but...
I know what you mean, but I haven't noticed it much in media, to be honest, that it's ever bothered me.
But whenever it does, it's always done to make it work the best, but that's not accurate.
It's not an opposite. It's bad hello. I don't see what that has to do with this, though.
I don't know, it's just triggered.
You just remembered.
Yeah. It's something that I've always wanted to, like, talk about, but I've never had a...
You've never had, like, the avenue where it was even vaguely appropriate to mention until now.
Yeah, I can't just at work, like, suddenly burst out, like... I hate when words aren't opposite.
I like the idea that this is how you'd lead into a blind date.
Yeah?
It's like, do you know what I fucking hate? When they hurt...
Where are you going?
Things, they come back!
I mean, come forward. Or
doesn't go away actually work for that one?
Yeah. Go away. But if I think there are other reasons that the blind date wouldn't work.
I think by this point she's right to leave.
Like I'm having this exact like existential crisis at that time as well myself.
Yeah, she just you know, she just looks back once in pity and you're just muttering bad hello.
Yeah.
She's just like pathetic.
Yeah.
And you get home, 5 dates and they've all ended the same way.
Women, right?
Can't live with them. And, well, I can't live with them anyway, no matter how much I ask them.
Anyway.
Wait, I was reading. Where am I? That's right. Amy, who was there, said, "What does that mean?" Amy, Sonic's girlfriend, was confused. "It is chaos." "It is chaos." "It is chaos emeralds backwards. What he really wants, but messed up, so we would not guess it," screamed Sonic. Screamed. So happy. Sonic typed the password into the safe, and would you know it, it popped open, and there was this big key. So Sonic took it. Sonic ran down the stairs, and then Amy did, and Sonic opened Tails' cage, and Tails got out.
Yay.
I know, I was scared that this wouldn't happen, and that prom would be ruined forever. "I am so glad to be safe one again. Thanks to you, Sonic, the day is saved." Tails was smiling bigger than a crocodile having a silly dream. That's one big smile.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to use that. But Sonic was not. "What's wrong, Sonic? Everything is right now," said Sonic. What?
That ain't no smirk. That's it.
Man, I'm very confused. Wait. "What's wrong, Sonic? Everything is right now," said Sonic. So Sonic is having like an existential crisis and asking himself questions now?
Yeah. Or the author was an idiot.
It's hard to tell. Because this Sonic is also very erratic.
Hmm.
"No, it isn't," said Sonic, so mad and sad. "Eggman got away without a real punishment for what he did." Sonic shook his face at the sky. And you've got to imagine, like, Sonic with his super speed, so he's just, like, got this rapidly vibrating face pointed at the heavens.
No, that's funny. Just, like, looking up there.
That is my mad and sad face.
Yeah, I'm going to do that next time.
Next time, mad and sad at work.
Look up there. God.
Sonic shook his face at the sky, thinking about how Eggman slipped away like a slippery balloon that Sonic let go of. Man, this is like clearly a traumatic part of the author's childhood. Just watching that balloon float away with the kids just shaking his face, crying on the ground. This is the only way he could work through it, Louis.
I just love the fact that it's not like shaking his head. How do you shake your face when you're in your head?
I mean, I guess I'd say you would technically be moving your head, but you're like making the small back of the head movements, so
yeah,
that,
I guess
like, your flappy face is like moving about.
Your face is moving the back of your head, like it's just it's like a side effect of your face being shook.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the back of your head is moving, but all of the fun like, times is happening yeah. in the face.
Like if I raise my hand above my shoulder, I'm also raising my elbow above my shoulder, but I'm actually what I was doing is raising my hand above my shoulder.
The important part's the hand.
Yeah.
That's the actor in this deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good metaphor.
But we are all safe, Amy said. That's what really matters.
It's not a metaphor.
I was gonna let you have it.
What's the thing that's like a comparison?
Simile?
Yeah, that's it, simile. Good simile. Yeah.
Sonic figured right then that Amy's superpower must be being nice, because he knew before it what because like he knew before it wasn't being smart, which Tails was best, and Sonic is also good at it too. Did I have a stroke or did I read that right?
I think you read it right.
I'm going to assume I did. Sonic did not even think about how his day at school was bad anymore, because his balls did not really even itch anymore. Sonic laughed, Tails laughed, Amy laughed, and they went home ready for the next day of high school. I think I added punctuation where it was needed but not deserved for that last sentence.
Yeah. It is literally Sonic laughed, Tails laughed, Amy laughed, and they went home ready for the next day of high school.
Close scene. I wonder what gay fat man thinks Eggman's up to now.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Incidentally, can you hear the foxes having sex outside?
Yeah, I did actually just then. Like, and I like it. It's all that talk of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Well, luckily for me, they don't seem to be like turning up on my record. So I'm not going to have to edit out sex noises.
What a sad time that would be.
Yeah. Oh, yep, there's another fox scream.
That would be a real moment where you start thinking about what you're doing with your life.
Yeah.
You're like editing out the sound of foxes having sex.
It's like, how did I get here? And why am I going to do this next week? Because we talked an awful lot of shit at the beginning, this podcast has gone on longer than we were expected after only 3 chapters. I have no idea how entertaining this will be to listen to. I guess I'll find out editing it, but I feel like I'm pretty much committed to seeing it through now after I've edited one of them. So we're going to carry on with this, whether it's good or not. I know, unless I'm found dead, then it was really bad. But anyway, that was the first 3 chapters of Sonic High School by Dark Doom Firemaster. We'll hopefully be back next week if I can track Louis down, which is never a sure thing. This guy's slipperier than a slippery balloon that slips out of your hands and floats away, believe me.
Do you shake your face?
Oh, I haven't stopped shaking my face for the last few weeks, Louis. It's getting quite numb. But anyway, we've been 2 absolute bookends. I'd say support the author, but it was just some random who wrote a fan fiction, so don't fucking worry about that. My heart is, you know, you give that money to Lewis Stockton and join his thriving Patreon community. Anyway, for the third time, been 2 absolute bookends. Follow us on our social medias, where I basically just tweet out the podcast and quotes that I found funny when editing. And we will see you next week for chapter 26. No, wait. For episode 26, where we're going to be reading chapter 4 until we lose the will to live. See ya.
See ya.